Okay, so we're going to start. We are now up to go across to Taisus Velurche and come down 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. The word the Yisyahavion, the Yisyatzvon. These are words that are written in the get that she should be able to marry. And I don't know what the word Yisyatzvon means. I think it means.
The one she wants.
Yeah, yesterday I made the same mistake, right. Plus the yudin. There should be 3 yudin in that yud. You notice, the 3 yuds, mm-hmm. One next to each other. The mashma tehevyan with the siatzvan. I guess without 3 yuds, it doesn't have the same meaning. Rashi. And now Rashi, kind enough, to give us the nusach of the get. Zeh taivas haget. That's what we're up to in Rashi. This is the form of the get. Patiris yasi lachi, I am divorcing you. Ant plainus bas plaini the havas in sus. What? Zeh, right after the Rashi limchach. There's 2 dots. I don't know if it's a separate thing. You see the Rashi limchach? Right after that, there's a Rashi zeh. There's 2 dots in the middle of that Rashi. That's what we're up to. You found it? Mm-hmm. That type is haget. This is the form of the get. But here is Yasichi Lechi. I am divorcing you. I'm playing this by Pliny. You, so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so. The Havas and Susi Mikamas Dana, you were my wife before this. Ukadai, I think it means with this. Or now, Patiris, I have to find the English words. Patiris meant, it's not.
Release,
thank you. Vishavik Shavakis means I abandoned you, right? Vitaruchas Yasichu, and I am banishing you. The Tehevian Rashah Vishulta, you should be in charge, allowed and in charge. Then I've shaken yourself, lemahach to go, lehisnatzva to get married, lechol mandis yatsun to everybody that you want. Ve'inish lo yimcha bi'adaychu, and nobody can stop you miyayma dinanu lalam. From this day and on, v'dein di yavi lechaminoi, this should be for me, kidet peturim, a get peturim, that's the, that was banishment, peturim was not banishment, peturim means release, right. The same for teruchim, and a scroll of banishment, the Garish Shukim, and a letter of abandonment. Kedas Moshe of Israel. The Sihevyan Rishoy, now it says the Sihevyan Rishoy, you should be allowed, so it says Sihevyan, Lishni Bei Klosa Yudin, 3 Yuds, Ritzufim consecutive. The Nikri, the Sihevyan, the Eloi Shajibe El Tre Yudin, Mikra Sihevyan, Nashin the Alma, it wouldn't be you. Should be, it would be they can be, or it can be. It would have been without the word you. And it would match women can be. The chain the tisyatzva, the one you want. The chikrisiv plus the yudin, mashma shite rishali nasal lechom bi shatirza. With 2 yuds, it means women can get married to who they want, not you. And we want it to be you. The extra yud makes it subjective to her. Again, I don't know Aramaic, I don't know why it works that way. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Good enough for me. Yes.
The rabbi reads it to her?
Well, the rabbi reads it, but not. I don't think she understands every word in there, no.
No,
I don't think he does.
Doesn't know what he's saying.
Again. She knows she's getting divorced. She knows that the rabbi is telling her that this get gets her divorced. I don't know if she has to know the translation of all the words. She doesn't have to know banishment to the dime beggar. She doesn't have to know. I didn't know it either. You know what I mean?
So what about the names and all that we had earlier that she should have been more careful?
She has to make sure that it's a get, that it's a kosher get. That's why she has that rabbi read it 10 times. She's told, hurry up with Teres L'chol Adam. She's told that this is the get that's releasing her. She's told that after 90 days she can marry anybody she wants. All that information is given. She's warned that after 90 days she's not allowed to get married.
That's not in the get.
No, but that's what the rabbi tells her.
That's fine, but the get itself, wouldn't it, I'm not going to change things because...
No, you're not.
I forgot who it was. Someone said that, what are you doing changing what we've been doing for thousands of years? Do that.
Right. We don't really reinvent the wheel, it's called. It could be, I said it, because we don't reinvent the wheel, correct.
What I'm trying to say is, the bottom line is, this is just a procedure, just a...
She's getting a get, for crying out loud.
We're getting so picky on it, but she doesn't even understand any of it.
We... She is told exactly what's happening here. I don't think she's told the meaning of every single word. She's told what this get is accomplishing for her. That's right, exactly. I mean, most people don't read the contract.
Does that mean it's right?
It's a fact. You know what you're signing, basically. You basically understand when I get this thing in the mail that says sign at the end and it says I acknowledge that I accept all this thing, I never read it. Who knows what they put in there?
That's not good.
I know, but it's a fact.
That's why you never know. That's why you get an attorney to tell you what you're signing.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, do you have an attorney who goes through every single one of the things that you get on the computer who says I agree with all?
I can't stop. But the point
what you're looking for is no. It's a simple single word. No, you don't.
But then I wouldn't be me.
Okay, can we... Velurkei levav de teruchin. And make sure the vav of teruchin is written long. Because if it's teruchin, that sounds like other people are getting divorced. Teruchin, again, specifies her, and the lavav, the shivukin, the word of banishment and release, no, teruchin is banishment, shivukin is release, the mashma teruchin is shrikin, because without it, it would mean women that get abandoned and released, not you. Belurke lavav the kadu with this, instead of the mashmo kadi, kadi with me, with nothing. Lo'isnatzva can be understood as you won't get married. Lo'isnatzva, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, if you notice, we're being very careful with the spelling and every word to make sure that no one misunderstands it. Rashi. The lurkei levav de teruchin yarech vav should be sefer teruchin, and the word sefer teruchin vav should be gerish shvukin. Nilei marach leiv not merzi ki yud mash me sefer teruchin gruches the alma. Ushvukin means a gerish nashim azubas the alma, a letter for women who are abandoned. Beloy shalohu, and it's not personalized. The lurkei levav de kadu patiris yisichu vav achrayin a marach shlayira ki yud. Nilei marach leiv he won't make it long. Mashma, it's mashma, ukadi, klaime b'vloi klum, kadi means for nothing, b'vloi sefer, k'may kadi nasam, he married her nothing, k'may amrila kadi, shem chokham, this is an inami, that means kadi is a name, so kadi would mean the name of kadi is in the get, that's a second shot, that's how the Achranim learned this Rashi. V'loi liklum isnasma ba'alup, v'loi hisnasma behei. Why? Because Shema Yarchik Loi means Yisnasva. Because maybe when he spells it, he'll separate the Allah from the Yud. The Mashma Loi Yisnasva. Loi Tinasva. Period. So that's the thing again. Baruch Moshe says that article has a form get in the back.
No.
I am sure that every single one of the things that the Gemara says here are there.
No, I do not have anyone.
You have yours,
Hundred
says, buy your next thing at the same place. That doesn't buy.
Yeah.
No.
That's
on the
flag. It also says, here's buy your next 10% coupon. That's all it says on it.
Where? You do have it. Right there. Facebook came through in the clutch. Right there.
It has the English translation.
That? Okay. Again, I don't remember, again, from the few gittin that I were at, and they probably could be counted on one hand, I don't remember the rabbi translating every single word for her.
Actually have Abe's names here.
Abe. 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 Do we pass it like a Yehuda or not? Do we require it in a get, or we don't require it in a get? Tashimat, Iskin Rava, Begiti. Rava was Masakin in the get, that this language should be written. Ech Planya, Bar Planya. How so-and-so, this I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Pater Vitarach Yasplanisa, in to say, is releasing and banishing so-and-so, his wife, the Havis Intasim Yikadim Da, no, she was his wife from before this, Miyayim Adinan Olalam. And from today and on, she should be, the get should work. It's a permanent get. V'ilu V'dein Lo Kamar. It doesn't say the word V'dein in Rav Estakana. So we see that we don't pass Kamar Kam Yehuda. Zokti Gemar Ol Tameich, Kulu Mi Kamar. Do you hear the rest of it? We had a whole list of the Mahach, the Yassum, the Savian, all these things. I don't see that in Rabbi's Nusach either. He's not arguing in all these words. Ella, Be'ina, and Hachanami Be'ina. Terence's Rabbi wasn't writing the whole Nusach again. Rabbi was interested in certain halachas, so he made sure that his words were in the get. But the other words of Shurash should be in the get. He wasn't writing the whole Nusach again. He wanted to make sure that other words are in the get. The ones that he didn't write were discussed elsewhere. Like the Shabyam, the Shatzvan, the Mahach, the Snatzvan, all those words. They're there. Terence says, Rabbi was just making sure you have certain things there which were his stock. So he added those things. Not that he was trying to exclude anything else. Rashi. The Rashi, we being a Kalem Aloha Kareb Yehuda and Karebana. Kulu Mikamar, Kol Shar Dvar Manachtavim Beget. All the other things that are written in the get, you know, the Sevyon, me iskirim Rabbi Betakana Zu, did he mention it? El Avagam l'iskinu Rabbi Beinu Zuchvinu. Achinami v'dein Beinu. Miu, Rabbi l'hutzuch l'sakin ele elu. Rabbi wanted to add other things to the Mepharish Vazel. Like the Gemara will explain what Rabbi meant to add. Dr. Gemara, you know what three words he meant to add? Miyayma d'nan ul'aylam. Those were the words that he wanted to add. Why did he want to add it? He wanted to say from this day, meaning because Rabbi Yaisi said you don't have to write the date in the get. You just have the time, the date on top of the get, and that means it's worth today. Rabbi wanted to say, no, we want to be machmer, and we want to write that the get works from today, the date written in the star, besides the date that might be on top. Rashi. He said, you don't have to write Mayayim. This man is Yashar Mechia Cholov. How did he get Lachamisa? Because he wrote the time. Really, he wanted it for Shchiv Mirah. Who dies? And the get was supposed to kick in when? So Rabbi Yaisi said the date on the star is good enough. Rabbi wanted Miyayim Adanan in there from the day he gives it to her. Lavagav the Kaimel like Rabbi Yaisi, even though we pass him like Rabbi Yaisi. But in a lavukin navshim plukta, we want to avoid shaylus and halacha. She yates a davar beheter. We want everybody to agree that this is a good get. Leyates shem sula mishpachas Yisrael. Because if we were to go and say we pass him like Rabbi Yaisi, there might be people to say we don't pass him like Rabbi Yaisi. The get's puzzle. The kids are mamzerim. Hello, we want to cover our bases to make sure that nobody has something to say bad about this get. Ula Alam, what did he gain by saying I'm forever? Remember we had a shot looking at a guy divorced his wife temporarily, and we said he can't. But we want to make sure that everybody understands this is not a temporary get. So therefore, Rava wanted the words Ula Alam and forever. Rashi. So really, there's nothing to worry about because there is no temporary get. Rabbi Rava made sure it should stay forever. Nobody should say it was temporary. Even though there's no such thing as a temporary get. Again, what you're noticing in this whole Gemara is the care the Chazal took to make sure that nobody questions the authenticity and validity of a get. Because we're dealing with heavy things here. We're dealing about Mamzeris, Psul. We don't want any of that. We do everything we can, bend over backwards, to avoid any question. Therefore, there should be no tie on the get. Yes?
If there's no such thing as temporary get,
that was the Shaila. And we paskin that doesn't work. So there's no such thing as a temporary get. We had the Shaila, and we dismissed the Shaila. We said there's no such thing. Rava wanted to make sure that no one still remembers the Shiloh and thinks it's an authentic Shiloh.
It is valid.
Sorry? Yes. The Gemara there said that if a guy gives a temporary get, it's permanent anyway. But we don't want people to come and question it.
So don't put a yom at all? What does he mean?
No.
Leave it more.
Add the word l'alam. The yom adina is to make sure that everybody understands that the get was chal today. U'l'alam is to make sure that you realize its permanence. Neither of the two are necessary. It's miyom adina automatically because it is a matter of the star, and it's l'alam automatically because there's no other option. But in order to make sure that there's no chacham that comes along and starts questioning, and people start spreading rumors, which goes pretty quickly, about a family's kashrus, Rava wanted to avoid that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, a person can remarry his wife.
So therefore, yeah, and we might even send them a chasen in a present, therefore.
Okay. He remarried. Seems like everyone.
She's divorced permanently. You can remarry. That doesn't mean she wasn't divorced permanently. It's a new thing. He doesn't, like, take her back. He has to remarry her.
It's not called taking her back.
Right, he's not taking her back.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Yes.
So basically we're going back to, like, the burning of Parat Duma, where we do a number of things simply to make something look explicit.
Yes, except the burning of Parat Duma was done by Tanoim and the people, and this was done by later generations of Meroim.
Definitely.
It's a different generation.
Why is it called Master Grushas over?
Because in reality,
this doesn't mean anything. Whatever he has to do the first time to her, he has to do it the second time.
Who? What's it though? Who calls it Master Grushas?
I did. there's no
game for Koyan. Again, it's a game. She married somebody else. He can't take her back. She gave me.
If she doesn't marry anyone else, when he takes her back, what's that called?
Magzi Dushasa. Again, see, Magzi Dushasa is reality on the ground. He is taking back the same wife he had. He's doing a new marriage.
It means nothing.
Right. It does mean something. Because one is not allowed to marry on Yom Tov because of Simcha. But it says if you take back your first wife, it's not a Simcha. And therefore, it's not a Simcha Yisera. And therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. There is the halachic nafkaminas. The guy remarries his first wife. His wife. It's not the same happiness. He knows her already. It's not new. Yes, it is new halachically, but it's not new. Other halachic difference, if you didn't pay her... No, it'll make only one day. Also, halachic difference is, if he has to pay her a new ksuba, if he didn't pay her the old ksuba, he can remarry her using the first ksuba.
Can I question of Kenyan, then?
What?
You get married on Shabbos, it's not a question of Kenyan.
You're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. I was talking about Chol HaMoed.
Why is he saying, what's the word kadu? Now, I think kadu means now.
Kadu means now? Is that how he translates it?
Yes. What is the thing redundant? May I go and kadu now? They?
I don't know. I thought kadu means with this. I don't know. Nothing by right. Gubishos get shikhur. The Mishnah said, what is the body of a get shikhur? Hariat baschairin, hariat laatzmacha. Zakti Gemara. Avtstin Reb Yehuda Mishtar Zvini the Avdi. Okay. When they sold Avadim, this is not freeing, this is selling. This is what Reb Yehuda wanted written in a contract. This was the form of the contract. In a sale of Eved Kanani. There was Eved Kanani in the time of Reb Yehuda. People sold it, and to avoid issues, he made a form contract to make it clear what this sale entails. And this is what it said. Avda Dinan, this Eved, Mutzdik La'avdai, is set. There is no, what does he translate?
Unequivocally consigned to services.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Unequivocally consigned. Rashi says, Pasuk La'avdus, set aside for servitude. Upatir Va'atir, and he is free and removed. I'm sure he has better words than me.
Separated.
Min Charuri, from freedom, which means he never was freed. Umin Aluli, and from any libel against him. What?
Claim.
Umin Aruri Malka Malkasa. And from any error, claim. He probably has a different word, because he wouldn't use the same word twice.
Demand,
okay. It's amazing. Of the king and the queen. Verashim the Inish Le'isalayu. And there's no simon. They used to make a sign under Avadim. Similar to branding, but they didn't brand them. They had a simon.
A badge,
okay. He doesn't have any on him, which means he doesn't not owned by anybody else. Umenuka mikomum, and he is clean of any blemish. Umenshchen, and from boils. The nafik atatzer, that will come out in the next 2 years, because if it comes out in the next 2 years, it was means it was in him latent, and that would be a mekhtos. So he's basically promising him no shchin for the next 2 years. Chadas v'atik, either new or old. Period.
What does that mean, the king and queen?
Meaning the government's not out to get him. He's not. He doesn't have a trial waiting for him. He's not charged with any crime.
So you're selling the slave from one person to another person.
So when Reuven sells Shimon the slave, he has to write this because for all he knows, this Eved had committed a crime and the government's out to get him. So you have to write in the shtar that there is no search warrant out for him or indictment or any other kind of government process.
Does he do a medical exam?
Right,
football players, they could go under a medical examination before they...
Again, theoretically, yes, but I guess this was a way of...
Why would you bring this up? That's why...
Yes, Harvey.
Robbie, what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is wrong with a as-is sale with an adjusted price?
Sorry, why I can't hear you.
What is the problem with an as-is sale with an adjusted price? The buyer does his own due diligence. What's wrong?
That is allowed. But the problem is if it doesn't say as is and it doesn't say these things, it makes for huge controversy afterwards.
Of course.
You're right. If it says the word as is, then the guy's taking a gamble.
So Rabbi Yehuda would permit that.
Yeah. He's just writing a form to avoid problems. So instead of writing as in form, he writes this in the form, so this way it protects the buyer. If the buyer doesn't care to be protected, gesundheit.
I thought this was mandatory according to him. Okay.
Not mandatory. It was a suggested contract. Every financial contract is really an agreement between two parties what it's going to include. This was the suggested contract to avoid litigation later on. Because the seller committed himself to certain things, clearly. And therefore, if any of those things happened, the buyer can come back and say, this was a mistake. If it wouldn't be written out, the buyer would come and the seller said, I never told you. But the buyer said, I expected you to tell me the problems, right? So I don't know what happens today if you don't say anything and you don't write as is. I don't know. But Rebuta was trying to avoid this middle area where it doesn't say as is and it doesn't specify. So he said, specify these things. These are expected specifications.
I was looking at the verb asking, and the way Artscroll interpreted it as instituted. I took that to be mandatory. That was
I understood it as he gave the scribes who write contracts a form that they should follow. Again, parties can agree to any agreement financially. We don't mandate halachas in a financial agreement. Two parties can agree to anything they want financially. Yes.
He's giving them a warranty against contracting shchin?
Yes, because what happens is people that have shchin and it goes away, but it's still latent. And it comes out a year later, and it really was in the body beforehand. So the owner, the seller, is promising that that's not the condition of the slave.
Can he contract shchin after the
shchin? He could, but that's life. You're guaranteeing 2 years free of shchin. You're right.
Part of your problem with that is the term that you use. He does not contract shin. The shin erupts.
Right.
He's there already.
That's when?
I have no idea.
You can't get it.
You can get it, but it takes time to come out, I guess.
What Ramosha was saying was not that. There's two things. One was he had it, it went away. And
I understand. You know, I really understood him. I want you to understand that he spoke for himself, and I really understood him. That he was saying, can a person get it? Let's say he didn't have it in him, but he gets it a year later. Can you blame the seller for that? So what Dr. Schwab is answering is that that doesn't happen. It takes time to come out. And if it comes out within 2 years, that means it was there beforehand. That's what Dr. Schwab is answering medically. I am not commenting because I know very little about medicine, and I not only know a little about medicine, I recognize that I know a little about medicine. There's a lot of people that know a little about medicine, but they don't accept the fact that they know a little about medicine. I recognize that there's many things that I don't know, and that's one of them.
I was there in Baltimore when your pediatrician said...
It wasn't my pediatrician. It doesn't make a difference.
Said you should be a doctor.
Yes, I was told to be a doctor. I did. I was told to be a doctor. And I didn't become one. So I still don't know anything about that.
But I'd be so welcome.
Yes.
I'll pretend to be a lawyer.
I understood you the first time.
I know.
And Dr. Schwab answered you. So.
Also, the Baal doesn't even know if he had shchem before he bought him.
Again, it's the seller's responsibility to give a guarantee. It's like a warranty in a car.
I understand. Another way of viewing this would seem to be that this legally defines a saleable person. In that, what characteristics does a person have so that they may be enslaved?
It's not true because halacha is two people can agree to any financial condition.
You're absolutely correct. But this defines the... give me the term. What?
Baseline.
The baseline.
Yeah, 100%. This is what we expect to happen.
We've seen this elsewhere in the Gemara.
100%.
The Gemara says,
100%.
This is what...
100%. Like the Gemara is a machloikas. The person makes a sale, does he assume responsibility if somebody takes the field away? Achrayas. One man the Amr says it's an automatic, and one man the Amr says it's not an automatic. But even the man the Amr says it's automatic, they can agree not to have it.
Right.
Financial agreements can be made by two parties. There is a basic, baseline, default option. What is the default option? So Yehuda made this the default option. Zakrashi, where are we up to? Mutznik la'avdai, dine pasuk la'avdus, he set aside for servitude. Shem shum irub mechira, there's no claim against the sale. Pasuk v'atim mecharuri, parish and muflug, he's separated and far away. Mikol cheres from all freedom. Kama nifter merabi, when he leaves his rebbe. Nifter means leave. Pat atir, kama itra star chaluka. It means a star of dividing. Rakabamas le'saru, betargam le'atra. Atra means removed. Minaruri malka malkasa. There is no capital crime on him. Like it says in the sixth parak in Baba Metzia. There's two Hasaychers there, so that's why I think it's in the sixth, not in the seventh. Verashim the Inish, Rashim Simon Shaisim al Avadim Gabidim Mesechta Shabbos. They used to wear a certain badge. He's not a robber. The mekhribatum mum doesn't necessarily mean physical blemish. It means characteristic blemish. The most lemaikim kamei, even though it doesn't inhibit his work, but it's disgusting to have an eved that has shchin. Akitzer, b'loshim parsi shtei shanim. The Persian word for 2 years. The Gemara says in Ksubas that by Avadim you can't claim that he has a blemish to cancel a sale. Hainu hegel the zavim stoma. That's if it doesn't write it in the star. Even the asni mekhle batol. V'zeh akshav ein l'shchin. This eved has been checked. He has no shchin. V'derech shchin yashan shahaylach loy that goes away. Chayzer at shtei shanim. It might still be latent in him. Lefichach ad bei shanim masti imoshim yetsu ba'es shchin at shtei shanim. She mekhle batol. V'she kvar haye by hamum azev leiro. He had it in him and it didn't appear. Dr. Gemara Maya Susay.
He's only there for 2 years.
What?
He can only return after 2 years?
Within 2 years.
In other words, if he passes the 2 years, it won't come back?
The old one won't come back. He might get it, and it'll come out later, but it wasn't there at the time of the sale. Listen, the guy buys a car, and he's promised that the engine will last for 40,000 miles. Now, it might break at 42,000 miles. Nobody's guaranteeing him not. Not a lifetime guarantee. Now, think about it. My asuse, how does one heal the shchen? Amrabaya gimbara, which is ginger, umarsecha, and that is the sediment of silver when you melt it. The kavrisa, which I believe is sulfur. The chol of the chamra and wine vinegar. Umishcha dezeisa and olive oil. The nitpik yura, and I forgot what nitpik is. Doesn't say?
Naphtha.
Naphtha. White naphtha.
Petroleum distillate.
Right. The shayvele begat for the azza, and you smear it on the person's chin using a feather of a goose. Rashi. Gimbara kamashmoy zingvil, that is ginger. Marsecha psoilus sige kesef, the sediment of the silver, shiyaitzim imenu b'mokhe shematicha raisai b'shat chafirasai. When they mine silver, there's sediment, minaharim from the mountains, the current loy, whatever it is.
So what is
and I just finished. Kavrisa gafris is sulfur. B'shayav loy b'gatza da'asu v'sak loyse b'naitse shalovis. He smears it using a goose feather, yes.
So is this last thing have anything to do with this? Is just trying to, the guy's ugly, so we're going to try to cure him, but it doesn't take from the etzem, it's not going to relieve him.
I don't know. I don't know if this is just to make it go away temporarily. Is this a permanent cure? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
It doesn't impact his ability to work. Right?
The whole thing doesn't impact the ability to work. It's just disgusting looking. I don't know.
But it's a tithe.
To Mekhitas, right. I don't know. I don't know whether the Gemara is giving you the permanent solution or the Gemara is giving you how you get it to go away. I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. I don't use these last scroll, but Abe says the Gemara digresses.
Well, it is digressing. We weren't talking about refuah.
No,
we did that in the seventh
barrack. What I'm trying to say is that if it would be a culture with a body, this is a way to, you can't have that claim if it would be a, go for the,
yeah, oh. Look at seven. Some serve seven.
What does it say?
So this is explained. It's not a digression. It's part of this. I guess the deal. That's what he means.
I don't know. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Then this is Havlat Kasher. Three gittin are puzzle, and if she, even though she's not supposed to use it, but if she gets married with it, the Vlad is Kasher. Okay? First one is, Kasim B'Ksav Yadav Ein Alevedim. A person wrote the get himself, the husband, no Edim signed. But you have the husband's writing, which is tantamount to witnessing, because if we recognize the husband's writing, that means he wrote the get. She has it, he wrote it. What do you need witnesses for? Witnesses are testifying that the husband said to write the get. Well, we know he wrote the get. He wrote it. We don't need witnesses. Witnesses are to say that it was the husband that instructed the writing of the get. Fine. If the husband wrote the get, it's as good as witnesses. You have Eidim Asira. We'll see in a minute. Not necessarily. We'll see. This time it's not like her brother. We'll see in a minute. If you have Eidim Asira, then it's for sure good. Again, it's not, let me put it this way. You need Eidim Asira for Davar Sheberava. This time it doesn't hold that Eidim Asira make the get valid. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi's going to elaborate this at length. In fact, we will go to Rashi right now. Dr. Rashi. The mitzvahs of Lav Kasher. Dr. Rashi, Haitana Lav Kuremeyer Svirle. This is not like Remeyer. According to Remeyer, what makes again is witnesses. This doesn't have any witnesses. The Remeyer of Lav Mamzer. He said, the mayor is the one that says what makes the get into a valid get, not a valid divorce. Divorce means when he transfers it to her. But what makes the contract into a valid contract, valid bill of divorce, is the signatures. This doesn't have any signatures. So this is not Remeyer talking. Now, Ulaman the Mukila be Gemara Remeyer. But Zeman the Yaman the Gemara says this does go like Remeyer. How can it go like Remeyer? There are no signatures. Ikulamar. His handwriting is like 100 witnesses, period. So stop right here. So Rashi says, it's questionable. Can this fit into Remeyer or not? Remeyer needs signatures. Is his own handwriting as good as signatures? Rashi says, one man the Amid the Gemara says this is not Remeyer, one man the Amid the Gemara says it is Remeyer. So the question is it... Is his handwriting as good as signatures? Because he wrote the get. Or do we really need signatures? That's the machlokes, the Rashi says in the Gemara, can this Mishnah go like a mayor or not? So Rashi is explaining two options here. Now, Zok to Rashi, but the live Reb Lezer, really. This Tana is not Reb Lezer. The Amai Edom Asirikars. Now, how do I know that? You need Eidim Asira. You need people to be there when it's transferred. It's a Davar Sheberava. Can't divorce a woman without witnesses. But this can't be that the witnesses of the transfer are the witnesses that turn the get into a valid get. Let me try to explain this. Remeyer holds you need signatures. Agrees you also need witnesses at the transfer. But he says those witnesses don't make the get into a get. What makes the get into a get are the signed witnesses. The ones who watch the transfers are the Davar Sheberava. They're there because every Davar Sheberava needs witnesses. And get, divorce, is a Davar Sheberava. So you need witnesses. But they don't make the get into a valid get. The get is a valid get before it's given. Reb Lezer says, no, those same Edom that watch the transfer make the get into a valid get. They have to read it. They have to know exactly what they're saying because they are making the get into a valid get. Now, this Mishnah said he writes it with his own handwriting. Now, it might not be Remeyer because Remeyer requires signatures and we don't have signatures here. It might, yes, be Remeyer because his handwriting is as good as signatures. But it's not Reb Lezer. Why not? Either way, Edom to watch the transfer. So Trashi, I'll tell you why it can't be Reb Lezer. Because Apollo Reb Lezer is safer. Reb Lezer argues on this Mishnah at the end. That means he's not the author of this Mishnah. Ella.
So who's the... If it's not Reb Lezer, and it may not be Remeyer.
It is Tana number three.
We never heard of him.
We just met him on that Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Better late than ever.
And his name is?
Unknown.
It's not Plony Almoni, is it?
I have no idea. Whatever way you want to name the unknown Tana, you can name it. Hello, Dr. Ashi. Kivin diksav yadehu, since it's his handwriting, the cuts of a nothing, Queen of Bay. That's called him writing a get and giving it. The Abagam Delek Eidim Asira. Now, when Rashi says there's no Eidim Asira, means there's no Eidim Asira to validate this get. They're just watching the transfer. Kasha b'deraisa. Mi rabbanan paslinu. Our Mishnah is saying, rabbinically, we don't like a get like this. Why? We're afraid if we let you use the get that he writes, you might use a get that the cipher writes without witnesses. However, the nisus avlat kasher. She gets married. The kid is not a mamzer, even according to a mayor. Even according to a mayor who said when you violate rabbinic law, the kid is a mamzer. Remember, we had this multiple times. This is an exception to the rule. Titus and Abgibel of the Beis explains that they made this rule this way. Not every psul drabanan were created equal. This was an exception, according to a mayor. The kid is not a mamzer. The davkik sab yaday, avuksab cipher main shamed. But if you have a cipher write it, there's no aid. Avlad mamzer. So again, so Rashi is identifying this Mishnah is not Rabbi Elazar, not because it couldn't be, because if you have aid of Masira, you don't need aid of Hasima. But Rabbi Elazar argues. That means obviously he's not the one that wrote this Mishnah. It might be Reb Meir, but then you have to be Mechanish in Reb Meir that writing himself is as good as witnesses. Reb Meir never told us that. Maybe. The Gemara thinks it might be Reb Meir. And if it's not Reb Meir, it is Tana number 3, who says writing it yourself is like witnesses. Now, the Chiddush over here is even Reb Meir, who says rabbinic psul makes a mamzer, in this case, rabbinic psul would not make a mamzer. Why? That's how the Rabbanan made it. That's how Titus and Abgimel Mabay says. Other Mishnah didn't come up with Svarith, but this is Titus just says, that's how the Rabbanan made it.
They use the same font.
Yeah, but you can tell people by handwriting. I use the same font when I write the test that people write when they give in the test. But trust me, it's a major difference in the same font. One is readable and one is not. It's not Ashuris in the sense that you need Tagim and all that. It's basic block letters. Again, it's basic block letters, but your individual handwriting will affect it.
In other words, they did not write Ksav Rashi at that time.
They might have, but they didn't use it for get. We don't use it for get today either.
Is that one the lachas from get?
I don't know. I just see the same thing he sees in the back of our school. I have no idea.
Mamas,
stay tuned. The Meretz Hashem, maybe even this week we'll get there. Glaubig, you're past this yet. We'll see. Tomorrow we'll talk about that.
What do the Aid of Masira have to know about?
They have to know that this is the husband, that this is the wife, and this get is divorcing her.
They don't have to know what's written inside the get.
They read it.
They do read it.
Absolutely.
But they're not validating the get itself. They're saying that...
No. That's what makes the get a valid get.
I thought we said that in that one.
Reb Elazar holds Aid of Masira validate the get.
But you see, it was a kosher get before
that
was given. They didn't make the get kosher.
Again, according to Reb Meir, what makes the get kosher is Eidech Chesima. And according to this Tana, handwriting also makes the get kosher. Your own handwriting. Then you need the get to be given. Every Davar Sheba'erva needs two Eidim to watch the transfer. They validate not the get, but the giving of the get. Let me try to explain. Reuven goes to marry Leah. He gives her a ring. It's not just that these two Edom are there so they can tell us later what happens. It doesn't work unless you have two Edom watching the transfer. Davar Sheba'erva needs Edus to make it work. Even if two people, listen, when I sell you this clock, and no Edom are around, and I admit that I sold it to you, and you admit that you bought it, we don't need witnesses. The sale was a valid sale. The only reason we would need witnesses is if I start arguing and I say, you stole my watch. So then I would need witnesses to come and say, you bought it. But I don't need witnesses to make the transaction a good transaction. It is a valid transaction because the transaction took place. witnesses are there as a raya. By get, it's not that way. By every davar she'erva, without Adam, it doesn't work. If a man walks in with a woman and they say, we married each other, he gave me a ring. He admits, she admits. We say, it doesn't mean anything. Were there witnesses there? No, it's not a kedushin. It's called Adis Lekumei. Those Adam make the kedushin work. Now, by get, there are two things necessary. One is, you have to valid get. If you give an invalid get, it's not anything. And number two is, even if it's a valid get, you need Adam to watch the transfer of the get, because that's a davar she'erva.
Ramir agrees to that, too.
Everybody agrees to that. The question is, what makes the get a valid get? Ramir says you need signatures on the get. And in this Mishnah, we're considering his own handwriting to be as good. And besides that, you also need to aim to watch the transfer, but they don't validate the get. They just validate the giving of the get. Because without them, there's no, the davar she'erva doesn't work. No. A tikkun olam, he holds it's a good idea, because 20 years from now, when the husband comes and says, I never authorized the get, there's no way to validate signatures if there are no signatures. But it's not necessary. She's divorced without Adam. She's divorced because two Adam were there at the time and read the get and said this is a valid get. They validated it and it was given to her. Except she's going to be in trouble, because who's going to validate this get 20 years from now?
The people that were Adam and Sarah.
They might have taken a trip.
Yeah, the same thing. Those two people that were...
Other people can recognize their signatures. Nobody can come in as Adam and Sarah. People recognize handwriting. Yes.
Two questions, so please don't interrupt between the two of them. But that was not Tuesday. Number one, it sounds like another way of looking at it is that the Adam Asira, that prior to the Adam Asira, when you said anybody gets divorced, prior to the Adam Asira, the get has to be in a condition that makes the divorce.
According to a mayor.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
The other is, even though we haven't mentioned it, given that the Adam need to read it, it would seem also, it's not a font, but it's a handwriting. It would seem that the get has to be legible, has to be readable, even though he has not.
Get better be readable, correct. 100%.
Not necessarily, of course. I mean, yeah, have you ever seen my signature?
No,
Again, the get has to be readable, the Adam signature has to be readable, 100%. But what's bothering Ramesha was, if it's the same lettering, how can you tell the difference?
Because
and the answer is...
It really was, they use Ashuras for writing.
They don't use Ashuras per se, but they use block letters. But even in block letters, people write them slightly different.
People have handwriting.
Exactly.
You get admissible in court currently.
So what Rich is asking you is that very few times you sign a Ashuras.
Right,
so
exactly.
How are you going to know someone's Ashuras signature?
You're right, but Manazah, it would be very, very hard. You'd never be able to be Mekayim Mishtar Ashuras because very few people recognize Ashuras handwritings. However, that's why they validate it right there and then. The Eidech Sima tell Bevan, this is our signature. And Bevan goes and writes the validation.
Well, the
that's what they do today to avoid your problem.
They sign block letters, which we don't know. I don't normally use block letters.
Again, but they can recognize their own thing,
they
right?
Do it at that time.
Exactly.
And they're using their own hand.
They're signing their name and then saying, we signed this.
When I've been an aide, I had it written block letters.
Right.
And who validated my handwriting?
You.
Even though that's not a common way for me to write my name.
You recognize, you just wrote it.
I validated my own.
Exactly. That's the best validation there is. Best inheritance from the guy who signed.
That's why it's basically.
Everybody should have a wonderful day.